Welcome to the Rob Roeder Chasing the Dream Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Rob Roeder and Peter Mingle. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Rob Roeder Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Rob Roeder's success as an entrepreneur has allowed him to pursue his passion in the music industry. Listen to his Chasing the Dream theme as you witness his ability to pursue his dreams in the field he loves. And there's much more in store for you too. You might have a chance of working with him in his business ventures and in the music industry. So listen in and enjoy the journey. Now, on to our Building Fortunes radio show with Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. Let's get started, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. So if you're alive, you're probably listening in and you already figured out how to find us. If you want to find us again, you can go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And when you go to www.buildingfortunesradio.com, you're going to see up there in the next few days, if you're listening in right now, a segment with a really good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Rob Roeder. And we're just starting today. This is our first one. We've had countless conversations before, but this is the very first time we've done a radio show together. And I will say we should have been doing this a lot sooner than later ago because we've known each other for a long time. We could talk about business forever, but I spoke to him recently, and he's doing some stuff with the music industry that I wanted you to hear about. And Rob's a really, for those people who are familiar with me, you know, we've been doing the home-based business thing for a real long time, but I've always worked with Rob on and off, on and off, on and off for a little bit more than probably a decade, and always had a great level of respect for him as an individual, as a business person, and I always knew there was another side of him where his passion was in music, and we never really talked too much about the music because we were always talking about the business. And then just recently, through a series of events, we started talking a little bit more about the business, about the music. And I said, you know, Rob, we're doing our Building Fortunes radio show, and I'm going to kind of strap you down and say, listen, I need you to really be on my show. We've been growing. We have a whole bunch of segments, and I'd really love to have you as an addition, as a guest host for us, so we could talk about the music industry, because what Rob has done, as you'll find out, is he used a lot of the passion in one area of his life to drive the passion in this area of his life. And between you and I am so excited when I get a chance to hear people living their passion. So the first person I want to bring on is Mr. Rob Roeder, and he's brought a friend. His first name is Adam, and we'll talk to Adam as well, and we'll kind of blend this in for our very first radio show. So for everybody on Building Fortunes Radio, Rob Roeder, thanks for being here.
Wow, well, thank you so much, Peter. It's really an honor to be here with you. I've really enjoyed working with you over the years as well.
We've gone through a lot of things, startup companies, you know, using our products and services, educating, social conversations, all kinds of things. And I always knew that you had a passion for music. But we are usually, when you're talking to me, we're always talking about business-related things, things that are happening in our industry, and we never really got around to the music thing. Now, there's a lot of things. I can hang with you when it comes to conversations about business, but I cannot hang with you at all when it comes to conversations about music. Because that is just one thing that I am deficient in. My kids are good at it, but it's just something that I really wish I learned more about and actually got involved in. So while you're living your passion, you're also introducing it to me as well. So thanks for being here. And I know you brought a friend. And friend's
well,
name is
I did,
Adam.
Peter,
and I'll let you introduce
Adam. Yeah, absolutely.
Adam.
We have a person that's been really integral in helping me with my career. His name is Adam Brooker, and he is actually a member of the board of directors for a company called International Dynasty. So he'll be sharing with us in a little bit here about how he plays into what we're doing currently, Peter.
Okay, perfect.
But, you know, it's interesting what your comment about, you know, not being able to talk music, and I really can relate to that because I think that there's different types of people that appreciate music at different levels. You have the artist that create it, but equally as important is the listener, you know, because we wouldn't be able to have anyone to express to if there wasn't the other side. So I'm sure you enjoy music greatly. Would that be a pretty correct assessment, Peter?
Oh, without a doubt. Have a huge level of appreciation. But, you know, my middle son, his name is Vincent. And by the way, tomorrow I think he's playing in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, wow,
so he's
that's awesome.
He's a percussion guy, and he kind of fell into it. And I'm really not sure how it happened. But he's a musician in the group, and he's, you know, I got to compliment him. The kid's really good. But
Carnegie
I
Hall,
was
that's exceptional.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's going to China next month with his school. So, you know, he's living a dream that I quite honestly have no idea. So when they say they kind of messed up in something or they kind of recovered from losing their place wherever they were, I never saw it because I thought it was really great. And so I've been through the high school bands, and I kind of tear up when I hear the violins playing and stuff like that. And then I've seen him do percussion. And, you know, when you're with a kid with percussion, they tap on everything. So if there's anything that they can tap on, they tap on anything. And then he played the xylophone, the marimba, and I learned a lot about a lot of things that I had no idea with. But I've always been that, you know, that active listener who could appreciate it but not really appreciate it. But I've grown to really enjoy a lot of different things as a result of living my portion of my life through my children. But in essence, I'd love to talk to you about this because you're going to be able to bring, besides the music appreciation and the history, probably also the business model behind the music as well, and all the different avenues where people can have their music explored. And this is a dynamic industry that once it became digital, it's all over the place. So I'm kind of very interested, like I said, in learning as well. So yeah, so I'm that listener, and I certainly appreciate it, and I like to buy it. But in the same aspect, I really don't know as much as you guys know about it. But I am totally stoked that you are living your dream out as far as actively getting involved with Adam with music, because that's what it's all about. And I'm a sucker when it comes to, and a softie when it comes to people living their dreams and passions. And I just like listening in, so I'm going to be quiet. So go ahead, you get started.
Wow, great, Peter. Well, congratulations to your son. How old is he?
He is 20. I think I'm supposed to know this. He's 23. He goes to the University of Wisconsin over in Madison. And he went to Stetson University in his four-year undergraduate work. And Stetson's a real big music school. And he graduates in May, going to China for 10 days to play with the band. And he does a lot of stuff with percussion.
Wow, that's
wonderful. It was really interesting how he got started. For the brief tangent, he was in... So this is for all those parents that are out there that wonder if their kids are, you know, being musically inclined. And probably all the guys that are listening in can relate to this. He was in lunchroom at high school, and the music teacher said, we need some bass chorus people, and why don't you guys try out? And, you know, my son said, yeah, right. And then she said the magical words, you can skip your next class if you try out for music. So he did. And when he did, she liked his voice, and he has a kind of a deep voice, and they needed someone for bass, and that opened up the door to chorus, which opened up the door to band. And literally speaking, that chance happenstance of a music teacher touching the life of a kid who didn't want to take his next class changed his life.
Wow.
And it was really amazing how that happened. So that's how he got interested in music, because it certainly wasn't because his dad was sitting there, you know, pounding on the drums or doing anything else like that. So it was weird, and it's really interesting that, like I said, Rob, it's changing the course of his life. And that would have never happened if it wouldn't have been for music.
Yeah,
and he's living his passion right now.
Wonderful. Wow, just at such a young age to have that opportunity and be performing at Carnegie Hall at 23. Wow, that's really sounds like it's the angels have him covered. That's fantastic. Well, you know, for me, Peter, it's been a long journey. I'm having my 60th first birthday coming up here March 9th. And been on this music journey for many, many years. Started in my teens, and was actually a professional musician from 20 to 30 years old. And I got kind of burned out on the club scene. It was not the place I wanted to be. Lifestyle there back in the 70s was pretty crazy. And I recognized that if I was going to do anything with my music, it needed to be original. And, you know, I really needed to focus on that. So I made a decision to leave the club scene. And that was in the tri-state area. I'm a New Jersey guy. And just, you know, made that decision at 30. And I decided in my mind that I was going to become financially independent so that I could do the music at the level I wanted to do it at. And what I mean by that is that in that particular time period, the record industry was really dictating to artists the particular styles they wanted to do. I was into the progressive rock world back then. Had started out with, you know, the rock, of course, from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones out of the 60, you know, the English, you know, invasion of rock and roll, and came out of that school and got into blues and progressed into what we call progressive rock. So in that genre, I saw that a lot of the record industry was dictating to the artists that they were trying to get them more into like what we call pop music, or more, you know, commercially viable material, versus the rock was kind of somewhat avant-garde to the masses. But anyway, long story short, I made a decision as a result of that, because I didn't like the direction the industry was controlling the artists, to become financially independent and to come back at a point and do my own thing where I could call my own shots and have some more control of what I was doing with my artistry. But that was an interesting decision at 30, and I have been chasing the dream, as we say. That's my brand these days. I was even thinking about writing a book called Chasing the Dream. But I've been chasing the dream since 30, and here we are, you know, 30 years later, three decades later. And what's happened is pretty miraculous. Just recently, as a result of some real focused prayer and putting my affirmations out to the universe, I actually met this individual that's on the line here with us, and I discovered that he was a member of the board of directors for a company called International Dynasty. And Adam and I hit it off real well, and I said, you know, share some of my music with him, and I did. And when he heard some of my music, it was like, you know, really clicked. And he indicated to me that, you know, this is something that the world needs to hear, and I would love to share this with some of my comrades back in the company. And also on top of this, the company is a huge, very well-known, respected artists that are involved in the company. I'm so honored to be a part of this. Recently, they invited me to their family, and just such an honor for me at this stage of my life to be able to have this opportunity to get my work out. Consequently, I have volumes of material I've written, Peter, over the years, you know, easily five CDs worth of a lot of stuff that I think is very, very for these times, very relative, and I think contemporary for what's happening in this particular time period of music. So I'm just so blessed to have this opportunity and to have met Adam, and Adam can share a little bit more about what's happening with this company that is you know, getting behind me and getting ready to go in the studio and produce my music. So with that, we've got Adam here. Adam, love to have you share a little bit about what's going on here with the International Dynasty and where you see things heading here with us.
Well, thank you, Rob, for that very kind introduction. And believe me, Rob, it's all you, buddy. We see what you have, and we see a talent in you that just it's we can't duplicate anywhere else. And it's you have an art form that people need to hear, and it has to go viral. Peter, thank you so much for having us on today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
International Dynasty is a company that has been formed by a merging of two families that have actually been together over the past, over 40 years. It is actually the brainchild of Whitney Houston's family, the Drinkards, and Smokey Robinson's family. And I became a board member of theirs almost a year ago. I've been friends with them for quite a while in the celebrity field that I've been in celebrity branding and artist branding for quite a while. And we came together and we decided to look for the best of the best of the artists. We only want superstars with our group. And what we decided to do is we're going to take artists that are new and undiscovered, and we're going to help them. We're going to help them find their way in the industry and help them to develop who they are and let their music out for the world to hear it. And who better than the people that created Whitney Houston? Wouldn't you agree, Peter?
Oh, that woman's voice just knocks me down.
Exactly. And you know, she was known as the voice. And,
yeah, she's,
you know,
amazing.
Our board of directors, it's an amazing family. I mean, from Nicolette Drinkard, who is the CEO of the company, to her husband Romaine, and Romaine is actually Smokey Robinson's nephew, and Nicolette Drinkard is Whitney Houston's first cousin. They are just two of the most wonderful people I've ever come across in my life, and we've added some amazing talent to our family. Some of whom I found, and some of whom have been discovered as, you know, as a result of having a blog talk radio show like this. We have our own show, and I'm going to be featuring Rob on that, and as much as we can. And you know, we've been focusing on finding artists all over the world, and right now, and we went from 2,000 artists, and we've selected it down to about 67 artists from around the world that we've decided to focus our efforts on. And I've known Rob for, well, this has been around four and a half years or so, but I never knew that he had music in him. I didn't know that about him until recently. And I discovered that. I said, oh, my goodness. I took it to the family, and the family said, oh, my goodness. They heard some of his pieces, and they just said, okay, this is a man that we want to take him where he wants to go. And so we're putting our muscle behind him, and I'm putting my muscle behind him, and we're gonna make him that shining superstar that he is.
Well, that's all exciting. And, you know, when I spoke to Rob about this, we were speaking just yesterday, and I said, Rob, let's do a show. And I said, let's do it now. Like, let's do it now. Now meant for me, like, the next available spot. So I bumped we do a regular 8:30 show. I bumped our next available spot off. So we're able to do it. And I promise you, for those people listening in live, you may not be able to hear some of the soundtracks, but Rob's he's sending me some stuff. So we're going to re-edit this one, and we're going to splice in some of the music that he's done before. So you guys are going to hear a little bit more about the pieces that he has. And, you know, even though, you know, you could have worked with Rob for a dozen years. Like you said, you'd work for him like four. And if you're working him on a business capacity, he just never really mentioned the music. So I've never heard anything that he's done. I'm not surprised that he's great at it, because people usually bring their head with them whenever they do anything.
Peter, when you hear his music, it is going to knock you out of your chair.
Wow.
It's going to knock you out of your chair. And I have not met a man that has as much soul in his music and his art as
wow.
what Rob has.
Thank you.
And, you know, and I've been, over the past year, I've listened to I don't know how many hours of different tracks of artists from all over the world, you know, from all different genres. And his music really resonates with us and with our family. And then here's something, and just by happenstance, you know, I find out that Rob grew up on the same estate that Whitney Houston owned for almost 20 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
So,
yeah.
So we found this out, and it was like, well, wait a minute here. This is Nippy acting here. This is Nippy bringing this out of him.
Yeah.
So that's Whitney. We call Whitney Nippy in the family. You know, so it's a, you know, we're very excited to be able to work with Rob and be able to bring his music out and to bring him into a whole different light of his soul and his art. And, you know, we're excited to grow his brand.
Yeah, I'm interested. You know, like I said, Rob and I have worked together for a long time. And if it sounds like I'm interviewing a guest for the very first time, I'm interviewing the guest I call Rob Roeder, the musician, for the very first time. Because we've spoken about a lot of things. If you said to me, Peter, I'll give you $1 billion for the instrument, if that's the appropriate question, he plays, I would be guessing at best. Like, I don't even know this about him. I don't even know what he plays. So, Rob, what is it that you, and when it comes to music, many times you do a lot of things, but is the appropriate question to say, what do you play?
Well, you know, piano is my main instrument, but actually I'm a keyboardist. I play multiple keyboards, you know, synthesizer.
I would have been wrong. I would have been wrong. I would have been wrong.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Also, percussion.
Wow.
Percussion's my second love, so that's interesting that you have that connection with your son. But
man.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I'm glad you said keyboard, because there's certain things, especially on the piano, that can just really move me. I mean, just really move me. So I can't wait to hear some of this stuff. So go ahead. I'm sorry I jumped in. So go ahead. So you started with piano.
Yeah, I started at the age of 3 years old, Peter. My mom was classically trained by Leopold Stokowski, who was the very famous Poland composer, conductor. And he was teaching at the school that she was in at the time, and she was privileged to have lessons by him. So she, you know, was playing the piano constantly when I was a baby, and so I grew up with always hearing the piano. And in those days, she was really focused on the George Gershwin show tunes, which I have a real fondness for. So I was born as a baby hearing all the Gershwin tunes, from in the cradle, so to speak. And just, Yeah, oh yeah, just she passed that sensitivity over to me for her love of music, and I just took to it. It was very natural for me. It was almost like breathing or eating. I started composing at 3 years old. Went up to the piano and naturally just started knowing where the notes were and where it was just like a gift that God had given me, and certainly to have a mom that was so talented and inspired by her music. So that really helped me, I think, at a very young age. And I just had that natural love and affinity for music. And then progressing through, around about 15, 16 years old, realized that I had the gift for composition, started writing very seriously. And back then I was composing quite a few songs and, had the gift of composition. So, and then it evolved into being singing as well, bringing the vocal side of it and being able to write songs with lyrics. And, so fortunate to be mentored by so many great artists. Of course, in the 60s and the 70s, we had the music renaissance of all time, and I was influenced by all the great artists of those decades. And even before that, Nat King Cole was a heavy influence on me, coming through that time period, and some of the R&B artists and so forth. And so I was just so blessed to be able to come through that renaissance of incredible music. And over the years, developing my skills, getting more into the commercial aspect of it, because I wanted to be able to obviously support myself with my music. So went through a lot of different changes in genres, but evolved into what we call commercial writer. And as a result of that, I was able to hone my skills. And, a lot of my music has a real commercial contemporary aspect to it. So here we are now, hitting 61 here next month, and just really excited about what's happening, because I have so much material that I have composed over the years. And, I think the key for me, Peter, and I want to share with everyone here is that, I just never gave up. I think a lot of times we go through life and if we have a dream, sometimes we hit rough times, we hit hard times, and we give up on that dream. And for me, I always knew that this is what I was meant to do. God had made that very clear to me from a young age. And so I just, it's really the thing that fueled me to success in the other businesses that I had done. I've been self-employed since 30 years old, and because I realized back then that if you're going to have success in life, working for someone else isn't going to take you there. I had a little bit of experience with that, and I said, no, I'm not going to go that route. I just felt that being self-employed was the way to go. So as a result of that, I was able to achieve some really good success over the years with several different companies. One was my own company. And got involved with the network marketing thing, relationship marketing, because I love the aspect of leveraging, being able to work smarter, not harder. And so that's been quite a journey for me. I could write a book on that alone, some of the experiences I've been through. But currently working with a company called Doobly, and Adam is also associated with that company. It's an e-commerce company that's a global e-commerce, and they're the only global e-commerce company that gives cash back. What they basically do is allow people to go online and shop at all the major brand stores out there, Walmart, Apple, there's over 6,000 name brand stores. But every time they purchase, they get cash back on their purchase. So it's an e-commerce company, and again, the only global e-commerce company that gives cash back on every purchase. So we're excited about that. Meeting Adam again in the industry and connecting up with him as a result of that company, and very excited about where that company's heading. What I wanted to share is that the networking side has been very close to me, because I saw the ability to be able to leverage myself so that I could have more time freedom. And as an artist, that's critically important. But it's been really interesting is that over the years, unfortunately, some of the companies that I work with, it was so demanding that I didn't have a whole lot of time freedom. But the great news is I was able to take that drive, the passion I had for my music, and focus it to, the networking business. So I worked very hard, long hours, put more, I sacrificed. I made the sacrifices that most people weren't willing to do. And as a result of that, I achieved seven-figure success. So I was able to travel around the world and meet beautiful people from many different cultures. And this was the most rewarding thing for me, to meet the different people around the world and to see that really we're all the same. And, really as I was having these experiences, the thing that touched my heart the most was the ability to have a global family where people could from all over the world could work together and help one another to achieve their goals in life. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years. Here we are now with another company. But what's even more exciting for me is that in meeting Adam and having you know, the International Dynasty family see my talents and want to work with me, it's really an answer to prayer. I have been praying, and I'm just so honored and blessed to be a part of this incredible family. You know, I got Smokey Robinson, Whitney Houston. These are icons and some of the most talented people that's ever been produced in the music industry. So I'm truly honored to be a part of this.
Excellent.
Looking forward to being able to get my music created and produced with this team. So,
we're equally impressed and blessed by you being able to have this part of Building Fortunes Radio too, because you and I are close from the business side of stuff. But like I said, I never knew this. I knew we always spoke that you like music, but I never, like I said, we never really delved into it. And I'm kind of interested in the fortuitous intersections of how you're going to be able to live your life's passion as a result of doing other things successfully as well through maybe the Doobly business. That's how you met Adam. And I just love watching these things grow. So who knows where we're going to be, you know, and where you're going to be, but all I do know is the predictable pattern is going to be, it's going to be big and it's going to be really good and a lot of people are going to be helped, and who knows where it goes from here. Because I can see you taking this, your financial success, blending it together with the stuff that you're going to do with Adam and be able to help a whole bunch of people across many different types of industries. So I'm looking forward to, besides hearing your stuff, I'm interested in where this is all going to go. So for those people listening in, you're hearing it literally as it's happening. Like, you're witnessing history as it's happening from the sperm and the egg of the idea. You guys are just entering the studio for the very first time. We're exploring different opportunities, and we don't know where this is going to go. And for all those people that have ever wondered, like, how do really great things ever get built? How did they ever get there? You're going to witness one more thing over here with Rob Roeder and with Adam. So, Rob, we have about 1 minute left, and Adam, we have about 1 minute left. I'll let you guys wrap it up, and then we're going to have you back. So I want you a regular part of Building Fortunes while you can, because pretty soon you'll be busy. But while you can, I want to make sure that you're part of Building Fortunes Radio as well. So, Rob, I'll give you a minute or two. You can wrap it up.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Peter. Just a real honor to be here with you as well, Peter, to be able to share here. And, again, one of the things I just want to stress to everyone here is the importance of not giving up on your dreams and just believing, having that faith. You know, here I am, you know, at this stage of my life, most people could not imagine having an opportunity like this, you know, 61 years old. But, you know, if you believe in yourself, you have the faith, guys, you can move mountains. So I just want to thank, more than anything, I want to thank God Almighty for allowing me to have this life and certainly now to be in this position to where I can get my music out to the world. So very, very, very grateful for that. I just want to let Adam just wrap up as far as where he can find more about our music here with International Dynasty. Over to you, Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Rob. Everybody, I want to make sure that you find Rob on Facebook. Our new Facebook page is Rob Roeder, Chasing the Dream. We want to make sure that you log on there and start following Rob there, and we'll be posting a lot of really amazing stuff on there about what's going on. You can follow what's happening. And also, we're going to be featuring Rob on internationaldynasty.com. So internationaldynasty.com, you'll be able to log on there. You'll be able to see some of our artists and see who we are and some more stuff about Rob as we build his brand. So we're blessed to have this time on the radio here, and we're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you at all of our upcoming concerts and events with Rob. And we're going to be sharing a lot more information as we go about the difference and where music is going and where things are heading, and we're excited here to be a part of this major movement.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Peter.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Hey, we're going to have you back. Thanks for everybody listening in. You're on Building Fortunes Radio, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for being here. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Rob Roeder Chasing the Dream radio show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear previous radio shows with Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. Rob Roeder's success as an entrepreneur has allowed him to pursue his passion in the music industry. Listen to his Chasing the Dream theme as you witness his ability to pursue his dreams in the field he loves. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Rob Roeder, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.